So real quick, Bob had mentioned Mahomes 18th as ranked the 18th best player in the NFL, according to the NFL's top 100. Can we try to think of the 17 players that'll be below him? Or yeah, above him, I guess.
Myles Garrett.
Matt Stafford. JSN.
Puka?
For sure.
Yep.
McCaffrey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they already put Jonathan Taylor on the list?
See, that's the thing. I don't know who's on. Yeah. This has not been like a big deal. Remember when the first NFL top 100 came out, how big a deal it was? Really, the first few years.
Josh Allen will be up there.
Burrow?
No, he's already been on it.
Has he?
I think so.
Yeah, I would be surprised by it. Will Anderson.
Yeah. Benito?
Maybe, yep. Nick Benito. Yeah, him Jonathan Taylor came in at 17.
Will Anderson?
Oh, so
that's what I just said.
Yep. Oh, you did. I'm sorry.
So Jonathan Taylor is above him.
Yep, at 17.
And they have the list to what?
To that. To 17.
Okay. To 17.
So, yes. So we got one already. We're on a heater.
What? Wow, that's a weird way to... Were they releasing one a day now? How many days? We're 21 days away right now for the NFL, so maybe they're leading up to Monday, you know, the Labor Day Monday, where they're going to release the number one, or however they want to figure it, if they count the weekends, or if they don't count the weekends, then it leads you basically to opening night of the NFL season, where they release the number one player. Who's playing in the opening game? The Seattle Seahawks taking on who? The New England Patriots?
There's nobody Super Bowl rematch.
Right, but there's nobody in there that could be the number one player in the NFL,
JSN.
Right?
Oh, Drake May may be above him. Drake May be above Mahomes.
That's sad.
It's gonna be May.
I mean, seriously, Drake May?
Yeah, Daryl's son.
I don't know, man.
Better arm, Drake May, Daryl May.
Daryl, I'll take Daryl. No, I don't know. It's too early with Drake May for me, I think. I don't know. Like, I know he had a nice year. He had a nice year. But
he was 31. Okay, good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Whew. Yeah.
So Stafford, Puka, JSN, Christian McCaffrey. I saw Justin Jefferson is 19th.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Justin Jefferson. Kyler Murray's like, probably.
Chase.
Jamar will be, sure. Jamar will be top 10.
Who do you think will be number one this year?
Matthew Stafford.
Stafford?
Yep. Yeah, Stafford or JSN.
Yep, it'll be one of those two guys.
Yep.
Has Darnold been on the list yet? Wasn't he 69? Or no, somebody was 69, and they're like, nice.
Sam Darnold was 21.
Oh, my.
Which is really high for him. Good for him.
If you would have told Sam Darnold 2 years ago that in 2026 he would be ranked as the 21st best NFL player by his peers... Sam Darnold goes, I got a better shot at being an insurance salesman than that happening.
Has TJ Watt been on the list yet?
I don't know. That's an interesting one with all the injuries he's had.
A lot of injuries.
Yeah, because Mahomes has one.
He's 41.
Okay. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers on that list, the top 100?
Not ranked.
NR
from Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah.
Not Rodgers. Yesterday, the two things that stuck out from the injury report, which we'll get more clarity today, I'm sure.
Last day of camp.
Yep. This is the last day. Cody and Gold will be out there as well. So they got one more day in St. Joe. We'll let you know who they get at the end of practice.
Alex is upset it's over.
I think they're going to get DeMarcado today.
Oh, let's bet. Yeah, real quick. You're saying DeMarcado. Do you know that for a fact, though? Did Alex tell you ahead of time?
Nope. I just feel like.
I don't think they know.
Yeah. I'm going to go. Tell me why you think DeMarcado.
Well, you know, we had the big game of Emmett Johnson. I think this is the game that Mac has talked about with, like, this is the real dress rehearsal. So I think you're going to see DeMarcado play. So maybe get him out there and talk a little camp practice. He's a new guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a superstar. He's not a rookie because rookies don't really get a lot of play with interviews yet. You know, you got to get used to the league. I mean, they had Jake Bringstuhl. What's the other guy's name that we didn't like? Jack Cochran last year. He was on their show. They've had Xavier Worthy, so there's a big name for
you. Nick Bolton's been on there.
He was there Monday.
Have they had Kyrie Tonga?
Nope.
No.
That'll be my guess.
You're going to go with Tonga. See, I was going to go with Kingsley.
Okay. Yeah.
Have they had Kingsley yet?
Nope.
No, and he'd be a good one. Like, I'd like to hear from him, man. Like, he's a guy that has done some really good stuff over the last year, right? Mm-hmm. You know, really, like, a year ago at this time, nobody liked him. Now we're all like, that guy's a good left guard. I'd love to hear his story and more about how did you do it? Like, how did you transition over to the position? How did you take all of that pressure that you were under and all the nasty stuff that was been saying on social media, get rid of all that and just go out there and play? Kingsley would be a good one. That's who I think they should get today. But it's the last day of camp, so they'll probably get Mahomes, I would imagine, right?
Somebody says, you ought to hear Alex ripping packs with the players. It's hilarious. He sounds like a grandmother sorting through her grandkids' Christmas presents.
That's a great description.
Put that to the side. That's important.
816 says they have had Kingsley.
Oh, they have. Okay.
So, there you go.
He's out.
All right, so Kingsley's out. Let me go with have they had Creed yet?
I think so.
Jalen Moore?
Be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Esipole?
I got you. Today they're getting, you know who they're getting today. Hunter Norzad.
Oh.
Give him Norzad.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's what you use to find Santa on Christmas Eve, that Norzad system. It tracks the reindeer.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Hope you find your dad.
So yesterday, the two injuries that kind of stuck out was the Josh Simmons thing, which is the back, which Bob has said we're told not to be worried about it. But again, I can't help it because two things can be right. We could be told not to worry about it. We can also sit here and not act like we haven't said back injuries. Oh, they scare us. They do. Mm-hmm. Because Bob and I are old, and we sneeze, and we're out for 48 hours.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. Specs, how'd you hurt yourself? I sneezed.
Yeah.
What?
Spec, right? The other day, he was in the production studio. Like, what is he doing? He's like, I hurt my back. What'd you do? Bent over and tied my shoe.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. So
no, he told me. I said, how did you hurt your back? He goes, I think he said he was reaching for, like, the iPad to touch the screen or something. Like that. It was much better than, like,
but put him up against Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah. The man got hurt using his iPad and thinks he can hit off of Mariano Rivera.
Get him to Augusta now.
And we get it, and we go 10 for 10, and sky high pop flies at noon at Kauffman Stadium. I mean, the greatest athlete never heard of is the greatest 30 for 30. So good. The inspection of Spectre.
Yes.
We are so on.
Oh, my God.
Dolly, I'm hot today.
I mean, but yeah, so yeah, the back injury is like, yeah, it happens all the time, doing stupid ass stuff.
And then there's the Tyquan Thornton injury to the hamstring.
That's the one that would concern me more.
Yeah. Agreed. And, you know, we love Dayton Hughes, former wide receiver in the league. So I feel like his reaction yesterday when I told him about Tyquan Thornton's hamstring, and he kind of just was like, oh. And I was like, exactly. And he's like, what? And I was like, your reaction, your receiver. He goes, yeah, I don't like hamstring injuries. So that one's a concern to me because that's probably the most annoying injury a wide receiver can have, I would assume, outside of obviously like catastrophic, like blown Achilles or ACL, something like
at
that.
At least with that, you know you're done, fair, right? These hamstrings, you're like, oh, I think I can go today. Then you go out there, like you said earlier, and it's like, now I'm set back another week.
And you know? I also go back to talking to Chris Nocero last night because, you know, they do the character concerns. They're all in on these players. They know their, you know, hometown. They know where they went to middle school, all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, okay, so with Thornton being injured, not good. He goes, no, I don't like leg injuries either, because we were talking about your boy out in New Orleans, the guy that got injured again, the guy they drafted.
Yeah, we talked about him yesterday, Tyson. Yeah, Jordan Tyson.
Jordan Tyson, right? Like, we've injuries. Ugh, yeah. Don't like him. So this is one of those injuries to Tyquan Thornton, but then I looked at him, and I was like, okay, so now I have to ask you this, Chris. And he's like, what's up? And I'm like, do we have to pump the brakes on the Cyrus Allen hype? And I asked Jay the same thing, and he's like, yeah, I think you could pump the brakes a little bit because we've seen camp, right? And we've seen one preseason game, and he did everything he probably should have done and not more when it came to that preseason game, running the routes that he was supposed to run, being in spots he's supposed to be in, catching balls that he's supposed to catch, and just giving you the belief that, okay, maybe it's not just St. Joe and just going up against his friends. But this is something that, again, you've got another ability to become, you know, availability to Patrick Mahomes in this offense, because if Tyquan Thornton does have a hamstring injury, which could be 2 to 3 weeks before he even gets back to like sprinting down the field, and we know Rashee Rice is still kind of weaning his way back to getting to his normal self.
Right.
We don't know about Xavier Worthy. We know that last year's injury was maybe unfair to judge on his career because it was a collision with the Mack truck that wears 87.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like Cyrus Allen, man, like he's doing all these things to give us belief and hope. And I will take a page out of my own book when it came to Jack Caglione. Like, hey, yes, he's a superstar in the making, but the key part about that is in the making. And I don't know if Cyrus Allen's a superstar. I'm not saying that. But there do need to be maybe a little bit of pausing on the expectations, but also there can be some expedited process in that, because if one of your wide receivers is coming back from getting his knee scoped and drained, which is something you never like to hear,
right,
because that's what they're doing to L'Jarius Sneed right now. And then Xavier Worthy, smaller guy, runs different style of wide receiver, you know, patterns and routes and stuff than maybe a guy like Cyrus Allen would. And then Tyquan Thornton. Like, this isn't necessarily something that where you have to be like, all right, Cyrus, go out there and prove to us that you can be a number two because you have to. It's one of those things that we've already seen him kind of take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And with Rice working his way back and Worthy, who knows, and Tyquan Thornton banged up, this is where not only are we going to see number 13, but you better believe that number 15's watching 13 to see how he performs on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and I think that's big. I think it's a big day for Cyrus Allen, too, to continue this momentum that he has. I mean, I don't remember, guys, a player in camp offensively or defensively having this much momentum like Cyrus Allen does. I'm trying to think back. I know, like, I go back all the way to, you know, number 69 out there coming out of Idaho State, and Jared Allen, he had a lot of buzz going into camp, and that was 25 years ago. But now we got Cyrus Allen. I'm trying to think of a young guy that nobody really knew that showed up at training camp and all of a sudden is taking this world by storm. He's taking the NFL world by storm, too. You see stuff about this guy all over the place. And so, yeah, the Tyquan Thornton injury may be something that we're talking about a lot this season. But what if Rice, Worthy, and Allen all show up and they all play big, and you got 1,200 from Rice, you got 800 from Worthy, and you got 650 from Allen? That's a pretty good wide receiver group in year one of all of them being together. I mean, I think we'd all sign up for that. And then don't forget about 87 being out there. And so I think if we were a year from now, if this was 2027 and we had a whole year of Rice, Worthy, and Allen, and they put up those numbers, we would not be concerned with Tyquan Thornton's injury right now, because we go, oh, we got Rice, Worthy, and Allen. The problem is we just don't have anybody that we can truly rely on at that wide receiver spot right now, right? Rice, I don't know if I can rely on him. Worthy gets banged up a lot. Allen is a rookie. Tyquan Thornton's now hurt. And so I think not having that true guy that we can all rally behind and go, this guy's going to take us over the next level, that's why we get more concerned about Tyquan Thornton. I'd like to be in a spot where, oh, Tyquan Thornton got hurt, that's fine. We got Rice, Worthy, and Allen, and we don't need to worry about him. Hopefully we're there by October, where we're looking at those three wide receivers as dudes that we know we can count on.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Better believe it, it's One Word, brought to you by Maloney's, The Sand Trap, and The Landing. They're all three local, and they're great spots to have delicious food, cold drinks, and watch all of your favorite sports teams with TVs everywhere. They all have outdoor patio seating, so now that you didn't know that it stormed all morning and it's going to be nice outside, you can go check out all three locations. They all three have patio seating for you to enjoy maybe a break in the summer heat. And today at Maloney's, bacon chicken ranch pasta salad. I know that I'm hard. Penne pasta salad mixed with ranch, grilled chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, and green onions. It's $11.
Great.
Available every day until the end of the month, and any drink special they offer at Maloney's during the week is available all day today for that great deal.
Smash. So
bacon chicken ranch pasta salad and any drink special during the week they offer is available all day today. Ooh. At Maloney's.
Damn. Gotta get over to Maloney's. Love that place.
I just love pasta salad.
Me too.
Can it be considered one of the best salads?
Look,
it doesn't have lettuce. You're safe.
You're safe. I say it all the time. Everybody looks at me like I'm nuts. I say, I like a good pasta salad.
Yeah, I love pasta salad. You got to be careful. There's
carbs
really bad,
galore.
Bad pasta salads.
But there
out there
are, like, ones have been sitting out in the sun all day.
Like,
touching that.
Come on. Yeah.
Like the mayo in New Orleans?
Yeah.
That was...
Doesn't need to be refrigerated.
No, that was rough, dude.
I mean, that was rough.
It jiggled.
Yeah.
It did.
I'll do the etouffee.
Yeah. This was Eric Hosmer on Pat McAfee. I don't know which co-host was asking him this question about a bottle behind him. This is his story and the question. Well, let me turn up the audio first.
I'm always intrigued by the background, but that bottle that's back there, that Louis 13th bottle, I was introduced to that, unfortunately, my rookie dinner when some old head won it, then I returned the favor. Shout out Devin McCourty, who got me one. But what's the story behind that bottle?
So that's my boy Daniel Duffy with Kansas City. We all came up. He got drafted 2007. I got drafted 2008. We all played in the big leagues, won a championship, and then 2017 was our last year of free agency. And we all played our last game together. We got to stay in the clubhouse after. And Duffy got me that bottle, had all the boys sign it. And it was so cool, man. We were all supposed to fly out that night and go back home for the offseason. And we ended up staying in that clubhouse for about 4 or 5 hours, just having some drinks. Our wives and girlfriends came in there, and we were just talking about the good old days, man.
McAfee would go on to say, that's what killed us in the World Baseball Classic, which I thought was great. But that's a wonderful story. I'd never heard that story before. I like stories about, you know, that team that you haven't heard before. And Haas told a good one there, and it gets you emotional. We'll never be able to create that love for any team that we had for that 14 and 15 Royal squad. It just will never happen like it did for that team at that time. They were the perfect team at the perfect time for Kansas City, and we'll never be able to recreate that love. So wonderful is that story, the one word for me. And Daniel Duffy, love it. Absolutely love that they did that. We sat in the clubhouse for hours and hours and hours. Nobody wanted to leave because they all knew it was over, man. It sucked being at that game that day. It was emotional.
Yeah, my one word would be bittersweet. That was awesome. Now let's get back to that.
Yeah, let's do that again, please. How about this? This guy's done it again 9 different times, moving schools. AJ Storr, right now at UNLV, before that Ole Miss, before that Kansas, before that Wisconsin, before that St. John's, and then 4 different high schools in 4 different years, 9 schools, 9 years, one word.
Stupid. I mean, it is. I mean, this is stupid.
Insane?
Yeah.
That can't be healthy.
No.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking about. Unhealthy? Just him as a person. Like, and that sucks.
How do you have, like...
Friends?
Friends, yeah. Just, I was going to say relationships with people.
I don't know.
You got your team, I guess, but like, every year you're going somewhere different. That look. I would look in the mirror and go, I think maybe I'm the problem here.
Maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah, moving to new places, not knowing anyone. I mean, it takes at least a year, at least, to get your ground and your footing and kind of a foundation there. And you're just moving every year. You're never going to get it.
Right. You're never going to get it. You have your teammates there. But after a while, I mean, that kind of grows old, I would imagine. Every year you're going somewhere new. What's wrong with you? Are you like you don't work well with others type of guy?
It's just the new normal.
I know.
This is not the new normal. How about this? Pablo Pledgescobar. I know you love this story, Bob.
I love this story.
This was a guy who's on the dean's list over at Penn State now, allegedly the top of the entire cocaine chain in the campus, running kilos out of fraternities. There's even a photo from one of the deals where pledges are helping package 500 grams he just sold for thousands of dollars. Again, this all alleged right now.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
One word on Pablo Pledgescobar.
Amazing. The nickname is amazing. I like Snow Paterno, too. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, that's good. I love that.
I haven't heard that one.
Snow Paterno was really good. I saw that one yesterday. This is an incredible story. This is the real-life Walter White, guys. Going on. We got Gus Fring running the operation out here, making and getting all the deals. This guy was driving to Philly and New York to get the coke, bringing it back. The new twist to this story, there's a couple of twists to this story. Number one that I read this morning that I thought was really good, there were a lot of people that were in debt to this guy, and he made them work the coke ring to pay off their debts. Some guy owed him like $1,500 for this or $1,000 for that. He put everybody to work for that. His best friend, Thomas Robinson, ironically enough of a name, ratted him out. That guy's not going to survive. Don't be a rat. That's the number one thing there, loser. And the third thing about all of this was the random 50-year-old father that's a high-powered attorney in Pittsburgh that's the center of this operation. It's all these 20-something-year-old dudes. And then this father, who's a high-powered lawyer in Pittsburgh, is behind all of it as well. This is nuts.
My one word is McLovin. That's who's going to play him in the biopic when they make this a movie.
I saw that tweet, too. That was good.
Or Netflix, because this will be a documentary on Netflix in 2 years, and we'll all be like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. It was Snow Valley.
Yeah. Did you do anything stupid in college to try to get money? Like run a coke ring or anything like that, anybody?
No, not that
hard to drive.
We used to just fill aluminum cans with sand and take them to the recycling center because they weighed more, so you'd get more money. But other than that, I mean, I wasn't running a coke ring.
No rings. No coke.
I won't say any names, but I remember a fraternity down at UCM that would buy Grey Goose and pour it into a measuring cup and then go buy pop-off vodka and pour that into the Grey Goose bottle and then pour the Grey Goose into the pop-off and give all the pledges and charge them $20 a bottle for Grey Goose. And it wasn't Grey Goose.
They didn't know any better.
No.
They're like, fresh from birth. That was supposed to be smooth.
At least it was still vodka.
You're drinking Putin's piss. The pop-off of the plastic bottle. That's the nicotine-flavored
Pablo
one or the tobacco
Pledge
one.
Cigar.
Pablo Pledge Cigar is good. I really did like Snow Paterno, though.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
I thought that was fantastic. I mean, poor Penn State. No, not poor Penn State, but I mean, they are embroiled in this scandal stuff all the time. I mean, this, you would think this would be the worst. This isn't even the worst thing that's happened on that campus.
No.
I mean, Jerry, what was his last name? Sandusky?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. They got that. They got this. I mean, man, this is, what the hell goes on in Happy
Valley?
They
hired Bill O'Brien.
I mean, oof. He's not the coach there anymore, is he?
No, he's like a coordinator somewhere.
No. He's the head coach at Boston College.
That's right.
Yeah. The head coach of Penn State now, I think, is the old Iowa State coach. If I'm not mistaken.
Drew would know.
Yeah, we do need Drew Nixon here. He'd have it for
I'm positive it is. And because that's where Rocco Becht is playing right now out there at Penn State.
Yeah. Matt Campbell.
Yeah, Matt Campbell, yeah.
That is one word brought to you by Maloney's, The Sand Trap, and The Landing. Three great local spots, delicious food, cold drinks, and plenty of TVs to watch all of your favorite sports teams. And they all three have outdoor patio seating to enjoy the summer evenings. And today at Maloney's, they do feature the bacon chicken ranch pasta salad for $11. It's penne pasta. It's mixed with ranch, grilled chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, and green onions. Available every day until the end of the month. And any drink special they offer during the week is available today for that great deal, all at Maloney's. Coming up next, Mike Evans. I hope we don't miss out on the end of a guy's career that is a Hall of Fame career. And we'll talk about windows opening or closing here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Emmett Johnson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.